Good morning, my friends. I'm really excited today to bring to you a coaching call that I got to do with someone who is an emotion code practitioner. She's very cool, and I just find it so amazing that different coaches, different healers, all of us out there, we need each other. We need each other to break through a lot of the things going on in our lives. Sometimes we need that outside perspective. And even being an entrepreneur, solopreneur, whatever it is you are, it's important that we have a system where we can get support from others and be open to it. Because if you are stuck in something and you're not open to receiving help from someone else, you will continue to be stuck there, right? That's kind of the way it is. So I'm thankful we have each other, and I'm so excited to bring this to you so you guys can hear some of the things that she's going through, that she's stuck in, and how we were able to not only pinpoint those issues and concerns, but also release them together and allow for her to have some more breakthroughs in what she needs to do next. So I hope you guys enjoy this call. Definitely let me know if you have any questions, and let's get it started. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. Okay, hello, hello. I have the beautiful Jessie here. She is an emotion code practitioner. And I'm really excited to dive in today and work on something going on in your life. We're about to discover what it is to see if we can move the needle a little bit. So Jessie, why don't you say hi?
Hello.
Hello. So happy you're here. We kind of discussed a little bit before in Messenger, like what you wanted to talk about today, but I do want to leave it open for you, whatever's on your mind right now, any kind of blocks that you have going on, anything that you're struggling with right now, that would be a really good place to start because it's usually your body like, hey, can we work on this? So why don't you go ahead and tell me a little bit about you and what you wanted to focus on today?
Yeah. So I'm an emotion code practitioner. I've been building my business for the last year. I started in January of last year because emotion code really was a missing link for me when I went through my second divorce and I thought that I had handled all of my stuff. I had done the therapy. I'm a yoga teacher, a Reiki practitioner, meditation, journaling, all the things. And I thought I had figured it all out. And the things that I hadn't would be fine just in their little boxes in the back of my mind. And I found out that's not how it works. And so emotion code, I found it during that second divorce and really helped me clarify what was triggering me. Why was I still thinking the same way, creating these habits and relationships that just kept going through the same cycles, and helped me navigate that divorce and get to the point where I could start this business. So I believe that it really changed the trajectory of how things could have gone through that second divorce for me. And I'm really passionate about helping other women who are in that same space.
Yeah.
I found that starting somewhere in January, something's triggered me. And you know, as a single mom and as a practitioner, I went for a really long time not really noticing it because you just kind of keep pushing through and you think that you have things handled. And it just kind of kept piling on till it got to the point where I just feel very debilitated and paralyzed right now. So that's been really hard as a practitioner to feel like it's not working, you know, and that started making me question myself as a person, as a practitioner. Things just feel like everything is run into a brick wall in business, in relationships, in the situation with my son. I'm just feeling very trapped. And this is the first time in a really long time that I have felt like this and I don't feel like myself. Mm-hmm. I am having a hard time seeing the light and I have enough perspective to see what my brain's doing, but not enough to figure out what is keeping me here. So connecting with you has been exactly what I needed because I knew that it was time to call in someone else because I'm in a new cycle of something and there's something that I'm supposed to be breaking through and I'm just not able to get there on my own.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, for all of us who are into different modalities, we're so good at helping other people. And it sometimes does end up in a situation where it's like we have to have outside help with things because it's so hard to see everything from that perspective for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you said you started feeling a little bit debilitated and some triggering stuff. Like what is happening? Like, are you're feeling stuck, but in what ways? It sounds like it's everything. Can you?
Yeah. So in business, I feel like I'm just not connecting with my clients. Like I'm not bringing in new clients. I feel like I'm not saying the thing that my client needs to hear. And then I started questioning, do I even know what to say? Do I, you know, then it spiraled into the whole self-worth and do I have value at this point? Mm-hmm. I feel stuck in trying to figure out a path forward for my son. He's getting a little bit older and just trying to figure out where do I need to be so that I can be healthy and stable as a mom. While that feels very in opposition of what my son's dad is doing. So that feels like I'm stuck between figuring out what is best as a mom and what is best for Jesse and bridging that gap. I think that those are the two biggest things, just really feeling stuck in business and feeling stuck in motherhood right now. And then they kind of start to spiral together, right? Like if I can't have stability and financial security through my business, then that changes my ability to do what I need to do for my son. And then it just gets into this spirally panicky tornado.
Yeah. I'm wondering actually, do you feel like you're putting your self-worth in how well your business does? Like, let's say if it's the definition of successful right now, you feel really great about life. And then when it has dips, as we all know, small businesses have, you know, ebbs and flows like all the time. Like, are you feeling like maybe you have too much of that self-worth tied into how well your business is doing day in, day out? Because it feels like that might have some kind of pull on it. And then it starts to kind of bring up other things.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, those learning as small business owners, and especially those of us who do a lot on our own, like solopreneurs, we do tend to do that anyway. So when we can understand that, then being okay with changes in life really helps, like to be able to be accepting of that. Like, you know, it's okay, next month's going to be freaking amazing or something like that, instead of just staying in that.
Right.
That definitely has some pull in it. And then the other thing that's coming up for me is there's some communication stuff. So stuff about your voice, things going on here with the throat chakra. It feels very much like either I'm not speaking my mind. Like you said, you didn't know if you were connecting so much with people anymore. Am I saying the right things? You know, is what I'm saying actually bringing in my ideal client? Or, you know, do I just sound like an idiot? Like these are questions that are going on and they're just kind of getting stuck there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So speak my voice. There's a lot there. That's actually, I feel like that's a rabbit hole.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
So let's look at this a bit. Yeah. Because I am seeing like it's locked down. And I even started getting scratchy a minute ago. But so, yeah. So speak my voice and not being heard. Right. And I feel like that's kind of also co-parenting related.
Yes.
Yeah. I see that seeping. And you know how it is with any of this stuff. I mean, to have it in one category and only one is just not really how it works, does it?
Right.
But yeah, speaking my voice, you know what? I think maybe recently, you said this started happening about January. It really feels like something in you kind of shifted. Your opinion, the way you felt about something that really felt like a basis for you, maybe a foundation that you all of a sudden were like, actually, I don't think that that's really me anymore. something shifted and it's like you're almost trying to catch up to it. So you're kind of in like a middle space between, you know, what is this new thing and how can I start living my life towards this new value system or something like that, that just feels like it's a little bit different. And it doesn't have to be something huge. It probably is something surprising or something that you haven't consciously looked at and said, oh, wow, I actually believe this now. And this has kind of changed a bit. So there's a little hesitance in sharing voice and sharing opinion because something changed. So I don't know what that is, but I'm happy to help you kind of clear programs around like a little bit, maybe being flexible, being open to something new in yourself. It's all about what you're perceiving is going on. So super interesting, but it does kind of feel like opening up. So we need to open this up. Road. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And it might be that you're just having to figure this out now. That's what you get to do now. But what we'll do is we'll look at the subconscious programs and those limiting beliefs that are kind of making it worse. Like this feeling of being stuck is just exaggerating whatever's happening. You know,
right.
I feel like it's this massive deal. It's just a tiny shift and it's like, it has to be seen. But instead you're reverting to, oh crap, you know, here I am, I'm stuck again. You know, I'm back at square one. Does that ring a bell for you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Stuck again. That's what it feels like. I'm stuck again.
Mm-hmm.
Dating again.
What?
Are you dating again?
I am.
You are. Okay. Yeah. There's some fear there, I think.
Yeah.
some fear there. Probably nobody wants to repeat the same cycle and you were already conscious that you were, right? So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's related. I'm stuck again. Yeah. Making the same choices. I already did this comes up. And it's also like very much in a place of judgment towards yourself. It's like, Jesse, you've already done this before. You should have learned this lesson. You should have.
Right. Yeah.
Very judgmental. Already been there. That's what I keep hearing. Learned my lesson. So that's what we're going to focus on today is shifting those because we don't need those extra thoughts. Like those are not going to help. It's not going to help to constantly think, oh my gosh, I'm stuck again. You know, I can't believe I made this choice again, whatever. Yeah. Fear. Very scary. Scary. Okay. All right. Does this sound good to you?
Yeah. Okay.
So we can get a lot just from a little conversation, which yeah. I just love. So I've been writing down a lot, right? I'm sure you noticed. So I've been writing down a lot of things that jump out as like a subconscious program, something that feels very weak. It feels very much like clingy and just kind of gross energy.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I'm going to do is just continue to do some muscle testing around it. I'm going to find the ones that are super weak. We're going to focus on those because I've got like a whole page.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I have a lot to choose from.
Yes.
So yeah, we're going to focus on the ones that are just extremely weak. And then I will be using some muscle testing also to decide which emotions you're kind of attaching to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just walk right into the release part of the session now. So I'll just do a quick explanation. So as I'm muscle testing, I'll probably be looking down a lot. But when I find a program that we're going to release, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath in and hold. I'm going to say a statement. My throat. It's from you.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to say a statement. I want you to think it. And then when you're done thinking it, you're just going to breathe it out. It's funny. So for anybody that's also listening, a lot of these tend to be like pretty common with people. We are going to go a little bit more specific to you, but everybody who's listening can absolutely do the releases too, because it's not going to hurt you. If anything, you'll probably feel lighter. So let me take a sip and then we'll get started. That's so funny. I was not having a throat problem. Okay. All right. So let's see. Go ahead and take a breath in through the nose and out the mouth. Okay. All right. So we'll get started. So breathe in and hold. I release all anger, with I don't feel like myself. Very good. Breathe in and hold. I release all frustration with I don't feel like myself. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with memory with I don't feel like myself. Breathe in and hold. I release all anger with trapped. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all discontent with trapped. Good job. Breathe in and hold. I release all stress with trapped. Good job. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with love with trapped. Good job. Breathe in and hold. I release all aggression with I'm scared. Good job. You good to keep going? Okay. Breathe in and hold. I release all dread with I'm scared. Excellent. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with feeling with I'm scared. Very good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with trust with I'm scared. Good job. Breathe in and breathe out. Let me say, breathe in and hold. I release all anger with what I say. Breathe in and hold. I release all hopelessness with what I say. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with feeling with what I say. Breathe in and hold. I release all anger with I'm failing. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all guilt with I'm failing. Good to breathe in and hold. I release all rigidness with I'm failing. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with safe with I'm failing. Okay, I'm getting a lot of like questions. I'm going to write them down. Some questions. They're all like self-worth related. So let's do, can I make this work? Can't make it work. There's something about making it work. So it's kind of like, I can't do this. Breathe in and hold. I release all anxiety with I can't do this. Breathe in and hold. I release all envy with I can't do this. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all hurt with I can't do this. Breathe in and hold. I release all overwhelm with I can't do this. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all pain with I can't do this. Breathe in and hold. I release all anger with I can't do this. Breathe in and hold. I release all judgment with I can't do this. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with worthiness with I can't do this. Good. That one was feeling very, very heavy. Let me just check over everything because it kind of feels like sometimes I have people kind of tap it out too, just to kind of move it along. And it just felt like it had a lot of weight. So let me just double check all of these before we move on. Breathe in and hold. I release all envy with I can't do this. There we go. Okay. Much better. Stuck again. Back at square one. Do you say that a lot, back at square one?
I don't know that I've said that, but I think I do feel like what's happening right now.
Because for some reason, that's the second time it just came out of nowhere and I wondered. Yeah. So back at square one, it's a program. So we will go ahead and release it. And then I'll just kind of listen to see if there's another way that it's getting stuck. But it's like the same idea, but it's like different words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it does. It feels like I've gone forward and now I'm like,
yeah, very much so.
Not a fun feeling. Okay. Going backwards too. Yeah, going backwards, I think we'll do that when it feels a little bit deeper. Okay, so breathe in and hold. I release all anxiety with going backwards. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all envy with going backwards. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with certainty with going backwards. Ah, very good. Breathe in and hold. I release all self-criticism from my body. There you go. Very good. Judgment. Breathe in, hold. I release all judgment from my shoulder. And okay, there's a couple things that came up as far as like messages, not so much a program. And it's like, hey, you already know this. But one of it is that you get to face it, that whatever's going on, it's just like all you have to do is face it and then it's just going to go away. That's what it feels like that's the message. Like there's something around feeling into the moment that we've just been kind of avoiding. That was just a message that came through. And there was quite a few programs that had that blocks with feeling. And that's just a trauma response. You know, that's just something that we learn to do because it's really hard to take on all of the things that happen in life, you know, and feel them all to the greatest extent is probably the hardest thing that we have to do. You know this, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, it gets trapped in our bodies.
Right.
But yeah, there's almost this knowledge because you have that knowledge. So there's almost this thing that's going on where it's like, okay, I know where the end is. Like I want to get past all of it. And so it feels like some of the things were just kind of rushed through. So it just like, I felt it a little bit and I'm just going to kind of, you know, move on or whatever. Yeah. Kind of a hurried, I guess, a hurried sense, but sometimes we have to sit with things for a little bit. And I deal with that too, just also coming from a similar background, like feeling like, okay, I'm going to feel this all and tomorrow I'm going to be better. Right.
Right.
So that's like, it happens, right?
Yeah.
But that is something like to take with you. Like maybe there's a couple of things going on that you should just look at right in the face and say, oh, you know, maybe I got to feel this a little bit longer, a little bit deeper into the body. Actually, before we do some, I'd love to do like fill ups at the end, but I just want to clear a couple things. Just the word divorce. I think we're going to go ahead and clear it. My business and divorce. Because every time that comes up in your head, it's just kind of like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
So we do want to just clear the words. Let's see. Okay. So breathe in and hold. I release all annoyance with divorce. Okay. Breathe in and hold. I release all doubt with divorce. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all judgment with divorce. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all sorrow with divorce. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all stress with divorce. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with love with divorce. Okay. My business. Actually, that one doesn't even feel weak anymore. It happens sometimes. It feels okay, but let me go through this entire list here. My son, everything trapped. Good, good, good. Okay. Nothing's really calling me in to finish, so we're good with the list. We will go ahead and move on to some fill-ups because now we've like emptied some of this out. Let's put some good stuff back in, right?
Right.
It's the best part. Let's see what I want to do here. Ah, okay. Okay, breathe in and hold. I am so happy and so thankful. It is safe for me to trust in my journey. Good job. I'm going to do another one. So breathe in and hold. I am so happy and so grateful. I am created divinely to help others. Good. Breathe in and hold. I am so happy and so grateful. I allow myself to let go of the past and energy not serving me. Very good. Oh, shake it off. How do you feel?
Good.
Yeah. A little bit emotional, right? Like something's hit harder than others and some things are surprising, right? Yeah. Did you feel a little bit better?
I do. Yeah.
I'm so thankful for Jesse for coming on here and being vulnerable and allowing everybody else to learn alongside of her and what she's currently dealing with. So I hope that you guys really took that in. I hope that you participated. And if you're interested in doing more sessions, I don't have any open one-on-one right now, but you are welcome to join us in the membership where you get a session like this every Thursday, the end of the month. We do a group session just like this, and there is so much that happens in an hour. It's just crazy. So you could check that out. The link will be in the comments. It's only $97 a month, plus you get access to other courses. So please, if you are feeling like you need some kind of help, this is an awesome place to start. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. We will talk soon. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.